Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wentz takes the snap. He fakes. He's back. He pumps. He swings it out. And it's intercepted. It's intercepted.
Oh,
and running down the far sideline and in for a touchdown. It's Taki Taki. That was a poor pass by Carson Wentz. He had Sanders in the flat and he ballooned the ball. And Taki Taki cut it off and ran for a touchdown.
Ah, memories. What you heard there was the moment that I believe Merrill Reese was done with Carson Wentz. I was done a little before
I've
that.
I've never heard his voice go up that octave.
Well, that pick was ridiculous, man.
That's incredible call.
That was an incredible call. The 2020 season, of course, lives in infamy around here as Carson Wentz got himself benched and then asked out of here. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, and our old buddy Carson. Well, he is set to start on Sunday. So they haven't named a starter yet for the Vikings, but if you kind of read the tea leaves here, Carson Wentz has been full participant in practice the last 2 days. He has a sore left shoulder. He got smashed his last game because he held the ball too long, as usual. So he's got a sore left shoulder, but he's practicing in full. J.J. McCarthy, their young quarterback they drafted last year, has only been limited. It's all pointing to Wentz. Let's hear the report from out in Minnesota on who is likely to be the quarterback on Sunday.
Yeah, you're right. J.J. McCarthy is back practicing for the first time since the ankle injury, but we just talked to him a few minutes ago, and he had a few big takeaways. He did not say that his ankle is 100%. In fact, his exact quote was that it's getting there. And he also said he received several second opinions on the ankle and that he was told that it could be a time frame of up to 6 weeks, which would mean potentially he could miss 2 more weeks before he's back on the field. The Vikings have been very clear that they are not going to put him out in a rush. They do not want him on the field until he's 100% and ready to play. So unless some miracle happens the next 2 days and he gets to 100% and he's ready to play in all ways, Carson Wentz will actually make his 4th consecutive start for the Vikings.
And it will be his 2nd against the Eagles since he left here. Of course, the Eagles sacked him, what, like 8 or 9 times in 2022 when he was a commander or Redskin? I forget what their name was then. Football team.
Commodores, whatever.
Yeah, whatever they are. They crushed him that day, and they blew the Commanders out. So it's our 2nd time set to face Carson Wentz. Let's hear from Carson talking about his time here in Philadelphia. A little reflective here from the now journeyman quarterback.
Earlier in my career, maybe had a different feeling, but at the same time, you know, you look over there and there's – I'm not even sure there's anybody on the defensive side that I played with. You know, it just looks different. So it's another opponent. A lot of respect for those guys. You know, there's still guys in that organization. There's a lot of good people that I still have a lot of care for and respect for. But at the same time, that feels like multiple lifetimes ago at this point. Yeah, I'm thankful for it. You know, I mean, they went and got me at a high pick. All the things, you know, it was quite the roller coaster over there. Winning the Super Bowl, even though I was hurt right here in this stadium. Like, it was... I'm thankful for so many things. I grew up as a man. I got married, had a kid while I was there. So there's so many life changes that took place there. So grateful for my time there. Obviously, it came to an end rather abruptly. All the things, everybody knows all that. But I'm grateful for all the opportunities I had while I was there. It's one of those things
All right, so I have a lot of thoughts on the Carson thing.
He long talked.
He did long talk.
He was being reflective.
He was very reflective. So one thing he said there that I didn't like put into my brain this week, it is the sight of what had to be a very conflicted moment for him, right? It's the site the Eagles won Super Bowl 52, where he was the backup. So it's that stadium. I didn't even think about that emotion for him playing against the Eagles there now. As far as Carson himself goes, my venom towards him has clearly changed over the years. Like, I don't have it anymore. Like, it's over now, right? Like, the divorce was clearly won by the Eagles. It's so obvious. I mean, they've been one of the best teams in the sport and gone to two Super Bowls. He's become the ultimate journeyman. But, Hugh, I am happy he's playing the game on Sunday. This gives the Eagles a far better chance to win the game because he's going to take bad sacks. He's going to throw the ball to the other team. Like, I'm happy he's playing in the game because I think it gives the Eagles a better chance to win. Here are your feelings as the Eagles go up against Carson Wentz.
Boy, you better not lose to Carson Wentz.
That's for sure. Yeah, I agree with you on that.
You better not lose to Carson Wentz.
Well, that I won't be able to handle. No, yeah, that would be a reflective moment for all of us.
And see, we're in a precarious spot right now, because right now for us, what time is the game? 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. So, 1 p.m. Sunday.
So we
start at 10. By the way.
Yeah. Let me put this in perspective for you.
Okay.
About to put it in a little perspective.
Uh-huh.
How this is going to go.
Okay.
How most Eagle fans are feeling today. Mm-hmm. Their initial thought is last night's game, right?
Well,
and what they saw.
Yeah, right. It's
what they saw.
It's the last thing we saw, which is a 40-year-old quarterback who just got to his team.
Put in perspective.
Throwing the ball over the yard.
All over the yard. So now, and I don't think this is going to happen, but if it does, if our Super Bowl MVP quarterback goes out there on this Sunday with the first game that's being played that we're going to watch, because we're as Eagles fans, that's the game we're tuned into.
Of course.
And he looks like he did a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the last Thursday night game.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of upset people. And Carson Wentz looks like he's on a roll or whatever. It's going to be a lot of upset. People are going to watch this game with their arm folded.
I thought you're confident.
No, I'm just saying.
Why are you putting this out there? I'm just putting it out there.
I'm just saying because
how about
that's
we kick Carson Wentz's ass?
I'm keeping it a bean, and that's how people going to watch the game. They're going to watch the game like this. Now, this cat better come out there.
That's all I'm sitting here listening to.
That's what I'm saying. That's why this cat better. He better go out there and he better do his
thing. I do agree with you to the extent of, like, Jalen. If Jalen struggles this week, that just adds to the other struggles.
Yeah.
But if he struggles and Carson plays decently or well, that combination is going to make a lot of people pissed off.
A whole lot of how comes last night. Mm-hmm. It was watching that game was a whole lot of how comes.
Yeah,
still think it's
a little aggravating.
Totally aggravating.
I have a feeling by the end of the show, Hugh flip flops.
Nah, still going.
I'm calling it.
You don't. You know what? I asked you if you're confident, and you don't sound confident,
confident
at all.
But I'm a realist. I know what I saw.
I'm the realist around here. You're the pie in the sky guy.
No, I am the drunk uncle at the barbecue. I'm starting leaning. I'm Black Daniels. Damn it.
We should do it. We should do it.
Let me tell y'all about this Black Daniels.
Where you're Black Daniels, and it's nothing but the truth from Hugh. Like, I asked you hard questions, and it's just like,
I hate them people on Instagram, too.
Black Daniels people?
Yeah, because, I like post little videos and stuff. Then they start talking about Black Daniels.
It's so good.
Or somebody else said, hey, what you driving, Uber?
That's what you are now.
Another wrinkle to that, by the way, later. We'll discuss that new people.
Wait a minute, what?
Yep.
You'll see. So Carson Wentz, obviously partially responsible for one of the greatest moments in Eagles history, and that was the talkie-talkie pick six.
it was such a bad throw. He just floated into the flat.
If we lose to him, I'm going to go up three octaves Monday.
Merrill Reese's high pitch.
It's the best.
We got to play it again.
Wentz takes the snap. He fakes. He's back. He pumps. He swings it out. And it's intercepted. It's intercepted.
Merrill, if you're listening, I promise we're not laughing at you. It was just we're reliving the moment.
You know what? Exactly how I would have sounded if I were calling it.
We all felt the same way. Like, bench this guy now. He was so bad that season.
We should have a new rule in Philadelphia. If you make Merrill climb up three octaves, you're done. Your journey as the Eagles quarterback is over.
I'm thinking now through my memories of the whole Wentz era. Speaking of octaves, I don't know if you guys have ever heard this. I don't even know if we could find it in the WIP like archives. But, Hugh, I don't think I've ever lost it on a caller more than or about a month before that. Wentz was playing really poorly in 2020, right? He was not worthy of being a starter anymore. He was that bad. Hugh, I took a call on my show at night about Wentz in the middle of his terrible season, the one that led to Jalen becoming the starter. And someone told me, Joe, Peyton Manning struggled in his fourth year. It was the biggest coping I've ever heard.
I think I remember that.
And I lost it. I was like, we're not allowed to do this anymore. We cannot compare this guy to Peyton Manning. We sound ridiculous. And we yelled back and forth for like 5 minutes. And I was later told by that caller that his wife like went upstairs to see if he was okay because he was yelling so loud. And she was like worried about it.
Did you stand up?
It was at me. Oh, I stood up. Yeah. I took the glasses off. It was
whole. What are you talking about?
It was a whole thing. I think it's a good thing we're facing. As much as it is a work, like if we lose to Wentz, you're right, it will be a disaster around here Monday. I'm glad from a football perspective we're playing him. He's not good. He's not. Like now he's at a point where he's a journeyman. The one thing I've noticed is he still has poor pocket presence. He's played okay with a good coach and some good receivers, but I don't expect him to drop 30 on us. Like if we play well, Hugh, offensively, we should be able to win this game because I don't think the Vikings with Wentz are getting to 30 points.
Totally agree.
So that means our offense has to play decent. We play decent, we should be okay. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Art in Philly is up on WIP. Hey, Art.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Anytime,
really,
Art. What's up,
buddy? I really appreciate it. Well, I think the Eagles are going to win this week. I wasn't too positive, but now I am. Fangio, him and his assistant are going to come up with a plan, and they're going to end up winning. And the other thing is, I told you, Ertz stinks. He definitely stinks. He's not a good quarterback. That 4 years that he did, his legs won them the games with his great runs. They got him figured out. Denver figured him out. Keep him in the pocket. Blitz the hell out of him. And the left tackle, I don't know what he's crying about. He can't block nobody. He's another one. He shouldn't be saying anything.
Well, it is. Mailata is not having the kind of season he did last year. Mailata has probably become like the spokesperson for the team, and mm-hmm. I like Jordan, right? His show on Mondays, and it comes on the afternoon show. But if we're just talking about his game this year, Art, he's taken a step back. He has not been as good. The offensive line hasn't been good, and Jalen hasn't played well so far this season.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
How does he stink? And you say in one breath he won so many games. But
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Then you say he stinks. So how does that work in your world?
Okay. Look, he's not the same.
No, Art, you said stinks. I'm just trying to get clarification.
Well, there's a lot of other quarterbacks are better than him in the league.
Okay, but how many?
To the ninth spot.
Let me ask you this question, Art.
He's better than ninth spot.
Let me ask you this question, Art.
I actually think he's lower.
Out of all the quarterbacks that are in his contemporaries, how many of them have been to two Super Bowls?
Look, if he didn't have that run
and
throw
it. All right, listen. I asked the question and you did not answer.
Look, I'll give you that. No,
okay,
that's
okay.
Positive.
Well, man, want me to give you the question again?
He's a winner.
Want me to
he's
give it to
winner.
You again, Art? Want me to give it to yep. you again?
He's a winner.
Out of his contemporaries, who's accomplished more than him?
Well,
we're doing a radio show, Art. Come on, I ain't got all day.
You got Brady.
I say, Art, I'm gonna ask you again. I said, out of his contemporaries,
I think he means like the youngish quarterbacks. Like, I mean, Mahomes, right? Mahomes is the only one that's
his peers
accomplished more. And Art, we appreciate the phone. There's two parts of this. I think it frustrates you, Hugh, when people say he's not been a good quarterback. He's been a productive quarterback and a winning quarterback and a good quarterback. Right now, he's not playing well. But here, my question is, moving forward, how much do we still hang on the past if he keeps playing like this?
And that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
And that's a fair assessment.
I think it's fair for fans to wonder that, to think that, and also, bigger picture, the team. Howie, right? Like, I'm not saying he's going to be the quarterback this season. That's obvious. But moving forward, if when this season ends, we look at Jalen and we say he was the 15th best quarterback in pro football. Like, if that happens, he might end up sixth, and that's great. But if he ends up 15th, which I kind of think that's where he's been so far this season, are they okay with that because he's been better than that in the past? Or are they going to say, we got some thinking to do here?
Let me tell you, and since we're down this rabbit hole, this is the reality of where Jalen Hurts is right now. Yes, he's accomplished a lot in his 5 years in the NFL. And my biggest gripe with people that talk about him as if he's never accomplished any of that is exactly that. The fact that you try to strip away what he's already accomplished because he's not playing well right now. It's like any other quarterback in the NFL. If your skills diminish, they will move on from you.
Of course.
But my biggest gripe is when you sit here and you try to strip away all that he's done in this five-year span, which is pretty impressive when you talk about all of his contemporaries that have played the games thus far and haven't did half as much. So, to answer your question, Joe, if Jalen Hurts continues on this slide and this team can't get out of its own way, they're going to start looking for another quarterback.
Of course.
Because, and you know, people are talking about the money and all this other stuff. They've already proven that the money means nothing.
You know, it's proven by the quarterback playing against them this week.
Yes.
They owed him a lot, and they said, we got to get out of this.
Yes. And so that's the reality of where we are. Jalen's an MVP quarterback, and there's no question about that. You cannot take that accolade away from him. But if his abilities to run this team and play the way that we've seen him play in the past continue to slide, if we lose to the Minnesota Vikings this weekend, more than likely the quarterback's going to get most of the blame.
Yep.
Let's just call it what it is. He's going to get most of the blame.
Especially if it's a low score and they don't score.
Yes, if they don't score a lot of points, especially when you talk about the weapons that we have and all this other stuff, that's a fair conversation. And I can almost guarantee you that the Eagles are going to start looking at that and figuring out what they can do.
Yeah, I mean, of course they are. So that's the bottom line. And he has to play better. I mean, that's the one thing we think everyone together agrees on. He's got to play better. I agree with Art that Jordan Mailata, he's just one of them, but Mailata hasn't been as good this year. Dickerson's obviously been a shell of himself physically. I don't think Juergens has been as good. Like, the whole offense, you don't go from being a team that could do what they did offensively in the Super Bowl, the title game, right? The highs they had last year to looking like this without everyone's taking a step back. I mean, the whole offense has. Saquon has, the line has, Jalen has. I mean, is it fair to say the only guy in the offense playing better this year is Goddard? I feel like he's the only one that looks better than he did.
Because he's healthy. Well, for the most part.
Yeah, he's the only one that looks better than he did a year ago. They all look worse.
Can we circle back to how Art is all of a sudden a Fangio guy?
His guy, Fangio.
So hold on. He did not like him after the Super Bowl. Hated him, in fact.
Well, that's how Art became a star on our show.
But I'm wondering what happened to change his mind if it wasn't the Super Bowl performance.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes you wake up and you're a Fangio guy, and you wake up, you're not a Fangio guy. I don't know. I mean,
get the hell out of here.
I don't know. But I do like that he's made the
switch.
Not
surprising that he thinks Hurt stinks, though. He's got it. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
you guys are messy.
I love Art. I love him so much. Let's go to
his great. Messy.
Yeah, he's
for no
awesome.
Reason on a Friday. I just want to just be messy.
Well, I'm trying to get a win. You're the one that told me you're confident. Then you come
messy
in here like,
every
well,
single day.
If they lose to Carson Wentz, you're putting the bad vibes. You're putting bad juju out there.
I'm just keeping it a bean. It's Friday.
Yeah.
We about to go get banged up after this.
I'm telling you, Joe.
I know.
He's going to flip flop.
The guy that's supposed to
flip-flop.
You're supposed to lead the confidence today, and you're making me feel like crap.
I know you too
confident.
Well by
now.
I know. No, I'm confident.
I can see this coming
this
from a mile away. Yeah,
hey, okay. Kyle. Ain't no easy way out, dog. This is it. I'm convinced they listen to the show, by the way. Y'all over there lying at the NovaCare. Y'all know y'all love us. Y'all love to hate us.
Well, they don't like the truth. All right.
Like Ice Cube and that album he made back in the day. You gotta look up the.
Oh.
Let me look that up. Yeah.
Got that Kyle doing okay.
From Ice Cube.
Slather Vaseline on me.
Let's go from Ice Cube to Aaron in San Diego. Similar guys. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron, who was working on AI photos of Hugh and I last night.
Yeah, that was kind
of
messed up.
It was funny.
Hey, you got. You guys give me the okay, and we can start putting up the t-shirts.
So listen, if you want to put an AI me on a t-shirt, I was confused at the first few, though. Like, one, I looked kind of oldish with hair. I mean, I don't look like that guy. The second, the final one you came up with, I felt like that was kind of spot on. I was wearing the polo and the bald head and glasses. That felt right.
Who's buying a t-shirt of you, though?
And apparently there's a doppelganger. I guess there's an Uber driver, Hugh, but then there's also a doppelganger, Joe Giglio or something like that. A guy that went to DeSalle University.
Sales,
ain't it?
Yeah, that's I'm the DeSales guy. I'm not Mets.
That.
No. Stop with the Mets stuff. You know I hate the Mets. We've established this already, Aaron. The DeSales guy is me, though, Aaron. Go ahead, buddy.
Well, I understand, Joe, I understand I think you might have been a little bit excited about last Thursday's game and not necessarily disappointed, but listen, call it blind faith, call it crazy confidence.
This sounds like Aaron in San Diego to me. Yep.
Listen, this coach, this quarterback, this defensive coordinator, the last 2 years have done nothing but take us to two Super Bowls, okay, in the last 3 years, all right? We have to have confidence in them, okay, because it's the only thing that we've got. If we have our fandom, right, we have to reach deep down in our soul. We have to pull out that crazy, that diehard, that fanatical mentality, because I believe, and you got to believe, and Hugh, you got to believe, and everybody out there has to believe that our boys are going to get it right. Okay, our quarterback is going to lock in. He's going to make the passes that he needs to pass to make. Our defenses, the defense has been injured. We've got guys coming back. We've got Quintanamo Bay coming back. Jalen Carter coming back. You've got N'Kobe Dean coming back. We're going to sure tackle. We're going to intercept the ball. We're going to sack the quarterback. The Bronco is going to do no bucking of any sort. And the Eagles are going to win. EAGLES Eagles. And oh my God, was that absolutely terrible. Goodbye.
Aaron, appreciate it.
Again, a little Herb-esque.
Did he rip himself at the end? What does he mean it was absolutely terrible? His own call?
I mean, he wouldn't be that far off.
He would not. Not one of Aaron's better performances. Maybe Chris in Middletown can clean this up. Chris in Middletown on a Football Friday.
Happy Football Friday, man.
Chris, what's up, pal?
Aaron, just stay in your lane, man. Stop trying to copy people. Don't try to be like Will and I. Leave that to the pros. All
right? it was not a great call by Aaron. It really fell flat.
Hey guys, my new favorite face of Douglas is is Petty Hugh, but then we got
Black Daniels?
Black Daniels.
That's a great one. I really like that. But let's get into what we're here for. Philadelphia, you ready?
I'm sorry, I was on the phone.
You do.
I was ready to do it live anyway. The Eagles are here to save Philadelphia. Hell, we need them to save the state of Pennsylvania from the sports tailspin that we're in. Sunday is going to be known as Man Up. It's Alpha Day. We had enough of this beta losing garbage that has been put on display. We are going to see our players direct their own frustration against Carson Wentz, a good quarterback. Yeah, let that sink in, Philadelphia. The redheaded stepchild that stomped his feet and took his ball home when he was our quarterback comes in with a busted ankle. We need somebody, a ragdoll. We need a pinata to beat down, to build ourselves back up and pick up momentum, and he stands in our way. The big man. I don't care that his shoulder's hurt. I don't care that he's got a bad wheel. He's going to dump him for 3 sacks on Sunday. The reality is, with the horn-blowing fools from Minnesota, this isn't about them. This is about us. our team's people, our legacy, everything is on the line. This is a must win. The Clippers can't save us this time. Money and contracts don't matter. Just ask James Franklin. No one is safe. Not QB1, not AJ, not Coach Petula. It's put up or shut up time. Wake your ass up. Go to the alley for an old school fight. We are about to knuckle drag some skull. Have no mercy. Fight like there's no tomorrow. Because if you lose, there is none. It's time. The bell's ringing. The fight is here. E-I-G-L-E-S.
Chris, good fight. Yeah, I needed that today. That was the best one we got so far, Hugh. I mean, Chris might have retook the spot on Friday.
He bounced back well.
He bounced back. I mean, I don't know what the hell his errand was.
Also, partially my fault.
Yeah, you made him wait a little bit. You were on the phone. It happens. But you know what? He powered right through it and just rolled.
Good job. Good job.
Good job, Chris. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll keep the Eagles calls going on the other side. And I want to get to what I thought was the most shocking comment by Dave Dombrowski in his press conference yesterday. We spent a lot of time on how did you feel about the whole press conference yesterday, what he said, what he didn't say. But one thing he said about one particular player really was outstanding and outstandingly like surprising. Like, I can't believe he said it. We'll get to that midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.